佢得得咁，
咪得死啦！咁
死啦，死咪就死，你翻嚟又死啦，又死。
哇！你话即系会有机会唔到啫。
头，妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，
妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，
妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，妹
啊，妹
啊，妹
啊，妹啊，妹啊，
妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，妹啊，
妹啊，妹
嗰啲神长我哋入人入嗰时实死嘅，
未一失踪，你个儿即刻。
What will you do if they won't go?
Go on alone, of course. 快啲，
冇啦，会阵死噶啦。
快啲。
Pax vobiscum, my sons.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
You're both English, are you not?
Yes, father.
You're the first white man we've seen in 3 months.
You two are the first I've seen in 40 years.
My name is Glendon. This is my assistant, Hugh Rennick. We're botanists.
Oh, he's a botanist. I'm a nobody he brought along out of kindness. I want to see the last places on earth.
Why are you here?
We're looking for the Marifasa lupino lumino, a strange flower which grows only in Tibet and which, it is said, takes its life from the moon.
Is there really such a flower, Father?
There are some things it is better not to bother with.
Why do you say that, Father? You aren't afraid, are you?
No, but I respect some of the superstitions of others. Often they are founded in fact.
Our coolies tell us the valley we want to visit is filled with demons.
Yes, I'm afraid they thought you were one of them. That's why they ran away.
I've never been into that valley, and I've never known a man to return from it.
Then we're right. This is the place. According to this map, it's just beyond that ridge, just off the trail. You game?
Wish us luck, Father.
Get the ponies.
Right.
You are foolish, but without fools, there would be no wisdom. Pax vobiscum.
Thank you, Father.
Think of all the trouble we've been through these past 6 months. Just for the sake of a little flower.
Yes. But it's the only one of its kind in the whole world. And we're going to go on climbing.
I say, Glenn.
What?
I can't move. Something's holding my feet.
No, I'm good. Lift them.
Come on. Well, you all right now?
Seem to be.
What was the matter?
I don't know. It's the strangest feeling. Sort of you're having a dream. Your feet won't move.
Don't let it get you, old boy. Auto-suggestion, self-hypnosis, the basis of all superstition.
What happened?
Something struck me.
Wilfred. Wilfred, what are you doing? Wilfred!
Sorry, dear. I lost all track of time.
Everybody's asking for you.
I've been working on an experiment. What's the matter? Is something wrong? Am I all right?
Dear old bear, nothing interests you anymore. Except your moldy old secrets in there. Not even your wife.
I promise you, my darling, that as soon as I've completed that experiment, I'll try to be more, well, more human.
It isn't in you. Ever since you came back from Tibet, I've had a feeling you were planning to divorce me and marry a laboratory.
Yes, I'll not only divorce you, but I'll beat you as well if ever again you get me mixed up in a mess like this.
Well, don't blame me. Blame the Botanical Society.
Yes, I know, but I... Great Scott, here comes Aunt Eddie. Come on, let's get out of this.
Now, Wilfred,
and I have no secrets in the entire world.
Wilfred, Howard, we still need to let us all in on you today this way. Can you really make artificial moonlight? I can't wait until I see your new laboratory.
Deadline, Aunt Eddie.
You won't even let me go in there.
Oh, Chanel, sweet, sweet. But you look let down. What's the matter, Lisa?
My dear wife has just been scolding me.
Yes, how you managed to keep your dear wife as a mystery to me, skirmishing off the way you do, leaving her alone months on end.
Anyhow, I knew the risk I took when I married one of the Black Glendons of Morven.
Marrying any man is risky. Marrying a famous man is kissing catastrophe.
Come on, Wilfred. See you later, Aunt Eddie.
Good heavens! What is that wicked thing doing? Horace, it trapped that poor dear little fly.
It's going to eat that poor dear little fly.
Oh. Oh, how revolting. I wonder, where is that horrible Madagascar plant? The one that eats mice and men.
Mice and spiders, Miss Eddie. It's over there. Shall we take a look? They'll be feeding it soon.
No, I'll have my own tea first. I may lose it after I've seen the thing, but I shall have it anyway.
Oh, please don't yank me, Paul. It irritates me to be yanked.
I'm sorry, Granny, but I've just seen someone I want to speak to. There she is.
Oh, my dear, how are you?
Hello,
Mr. Rennick.
How do you do?
Oh, Mr. Rennick.
How do you do, Ames? How do you do?
Oh, I must have my tea, quick. My tongue is hanging out. You do pick up the honest phrases, don't you, Eddie?
I got that one from your delightful grandson here. Rennick, you take Lady Forsyth. I'll take Captain...
Ames?
Of course. I never knew anyone who could scuttle about as quickly as Etty Coombscant.
Lisa? Lisa? Yes, young man who said he used to be a beau of yours.
Oh, Lisa. I read you in England. I wondered if...
Oh, Lisa, how great to see you again. How great.
I simply adore to travel. Simply adore it.
He used to be a beau of hers.
I see. You've got a lovely garden here.
Haven't we? I simply jitter to go to Java. Simply jitter. Yes.
Simply jitter to go to Java. I simply jitter to go to Java.
Wilfred, I want you to meet a very dear friend of mine, Paul Ames.
How do you do? How do you do, Dr. Glendon? Do you know Mrs. Glendon and I used to throw jam in each other's hair when we were kids and sail off the stable roof on improvised parachutes?
I've heard about your more recent exploits, as everyone has. My wife never told me that she knew you.
We've known one another for ages.
Oh, yes, quite a time.
Oh, yes. You proposed to her once.
When I was 6, and he was 12.
Well, that was ages ago.
Are you planning on staying in England long?
No, I returned to California in the fall. I made my home there.
How does it feel to have a flying school one's very own? To be able to hop across from San Francisco to Tokyo in the twinkling of an eye?
Well, at this moment, I ask nothing more of life.
Really? A very enchanting mood to be in. To ask nothing more of life. Are you in that mood, Lisa?
Well, anyway, I'm in that mood. All these lovely flowers about.
Oh, how true. Only God can make a daffodil.
The poet said only God can make a tree, Aunt Etty.
Well, isn't it just as difficult to make a daffodil, Wilfred?
Much more so.
Here's a nice fat frog for you, my dear Cornelia. There we are.
There he goes. What's happened? A plant just ate a frog. A what?
Hello.
A what?
Frog.
Fancy bringing a beastly thing like that into Christian England.
Nature is very tolerant, sir. She has no creeds.
Quite so.
May I congratulate you, sir, on the amazing collection of plants you have assembled here.
Thank you.
Evolution was in a strange mood when that creation came along.
Yes, yes.
It makes one wonder just where the plant world leaves off and the animal world begins. Yes.
Have I met you before, sir?
In Tibet, once. But only for a moment. In the dark.
In the dark?
Let me introduce myself again. I am Dr. Yogami.
How do you do, sir?
Like yourself, a student and nurturist of plants.
Oh, Dr. Yogami.
Pardon?
Do I understand you to say that we met in Tibet?
Yes. And unless I'm mistaken, we were both on a similar mission.
Yes?
Would it be intrusive if I should ask you if you were successful?
In what?
In obtaining a specimen of the Marifasa lumina lupina, the phosphorescent wolf flower. Why, you know, it blooms only under the rays of the moon. My specimens died on a journey back.
As a scientist, sir, as a botanist, you actually believe that this flower takes its life from moonlight?
I do.
So far I've been unsuccessful in persuading mine to bloom by moonlight or any other kind of light.
Let me see them.
Very sorry, I'll have to ask you to excuse me.
May I go along with you?
Lee!
You pardon me?
Of course. No one's called me Lee for years.
Oh, what happened to you? You were the gayest, happiest creature in the world once. What happened to you?
I have a toothache today. I never seem to be able to rise above a toothache. It makes me want to howl, break things, pull noses, tweak ears, screech.
Yes, you were always a good creature as a child. But I'll say this for you. You were truthful. I hate to see you turn into a liar.
Liar?
Yes, it isn't toothache that's troubling you today. Won't you tell an old pal how to help?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Shut up.
I see.
It's been great seeing you. Now I better go and find Wilfred. He's probably looking everywhere for me.
Lee, I can't bear to see you change like this. You, who used to rear at the drop of a hat.
A wild pair we were, weren't we? High-headed, hard at the bit, quick with the heel. How we used to fight, remember?
Where's all that lovely fight gone?
There's been no fight in me since the night we broke things up.
This flower is an antidote for what?
Werewolfry. Lycanthrophobia is the medical term for the affliction I speak of.
And do you expect me to believe that a man so afflicted actually becomes a wolf under the influence of the full moon?
No. The werewolf is neither man nor wolf, but a satanic creature with the worst qualities of both.
I'm afraid, sir, that I gave up my belief in goblins, witches, personal devils, and werewolves at the age of 6.
But that does not alter the fact that in workaday modern London today, at this very moment, there are two cases of werewolfery known to me.
And how did these unfortunate gentlemen contract this medieval unpleasantness?
From the bite of another werewolf. These men are doomed, but for this flower, the Marifesa.
There you are, Wilkins.
Your wife?
Yes. This is my wife, Dr. Yogami.
How do you do?
How do you do? May I visit your conservatories again one day?
Of course, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. See, man. See that moon vine. That only blooms at night. If I've deceived that vine, surely I can deceive Mary Fraser.
I don't know, sir. I got a feeling that Metaphase ain't a human plant, sir. Not like this vine.
Look. Look, man. What did I tell you? These two buds should bloom before tonight. Hawkins, go and get your dinner.
Dinner, sir?
Go, get out. You make me nervous. Don't stand there staring at me all solemn and owl-eyed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mr. Plimpton, you being a mere indoor person, has no idea of the mysteries of nature.
Most interesting, what you've been telling me, Mr. Hawkins. Most interesting. And so them rings make moonlight, do they?
You have the idea, Mr. Plimpton, in a manner of speaking. Not that it's easy to grasp. But there's a very scaring thought, if you come to consider it.
Yes? And what might that be?
It don't leave nothing for heaven to do.
Quite so.
Oh, if you please, not on the glass, thank you.
Now, perhaps, you'll be good enough to go and tell Dr. Glendon the missus is hoping he'll come in for tea.
Not a chance, I assure you, he's coming.
Not a chance, Mr. Hawkins?
Not a chance, Mr. Plimpton. Upstart.
Did you speak, Mr. Hawkins?
I did, Mr. Plimpton, but not to you.
More tea, anyone?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
No, dear. I have to be getting back to London before the evening traffic starts. I'll never forgive you, Lisa, if you don't come to my party tonight. Oh, everyone in the world will be there, definitely. Everyone in the world.
I'd love to come, but it's impossible to get Wilfred to go anywhere.
Oh, forget Wilfred. Why don't you invite Paul to stay on for dinner and let him drive you into town afterwards?
Yes, why don't you?
I do.
I stay.
Etty, dear, how did you find your new home?
I happened on it. District visiting. Come, darling. Queen Elizabeth stayed there one night. It's right on the river in the midst of the sweetest slums. So individual. Murderers' dens on one side, pubs on the other.
Is your party buffet or sit-down?
Buffet. The house is too small for sit-down. How I loathe buffets. Last week at Eva Trippett's, I sat on a plate of salad and no one told me. What's the matter, Papa? What's the matter with you? Stop it.
Doctor, you darling.
How do you do?
Is Dr. Glendon at home?
My husband is working on an experiment. He can't see anyone.
Perhaps I can see him later.
I'm afraid not.
Lisa, who is this interesting-looking man? Introduce him to me at once.
Dr. Yogami, my aunt, Miss Coombs.
Well, how do you do, Dr. Yogami?
I was at the botanical garden party here last week and wondered who you were. You must come to my party tonight. Just a free and easy musical at my little bandbox in the slums.
Thank you, but I'm far too busy man for pleasure.
Nonsense. Very busy men come to my parties. Positively the busiest. Lady Forsyth is bringing her son. Could you find a busier man in all London than the Chief of Scotland Yard?
Time to scuttle, Lizzie.
I must go. I'll see you tonight, Dr. Yokohama.
Didn't they tell you that I wasn't seeing anyone today?
Well, I thought perhaps you might see me.
Come another day, please.
Another day will be too late. What will happen before morning, I cannot say. Tonight is the first night of the full moon.
Still harping on that old wives' tale of yours, eh?
Would it were an old wives' tale.
Exactly what do you want of me?
Two blossoms of the Marifeza flower in there would save two souls tonight.
Tonight? But I thought you said the Marifeza was a cure.
No. An antidote. Effective only for a few hours. Won't you let me see the results of your experiment?
Sorry? When my experiments are completed, I will show their results to the entire world. Not before. Now, sir, I must wish you good day.
Then there is nothing more to be said?
Nothing.
Good day. But remember this, Dr. Glendon. The werewolf instinctively seeks to kill the thing it loves best.
Thank you.
Yes, I know it's a little early, but Paul wants to stop at his flat and change.
Had you planned on getting home?
Well, naturally, I shall get leave back.
Yes, of course, thank you.
Darling, won't you change your mind and come with us?
I listened to all the childhood memories I care to hear for one night.
Wilfred.
Run along, dear. Run along and enjoy yourself.
I just want you to see what I've done with that bouquet you brought me.
Put off those lights. Put off those beastly lights, I tell you.
Wilfred. What on earth's the matter?
Sorry, darling. I've been putting some medicine in my eyes and the lights hurt them.
I just wanted you to see my coat.
Some other time, please.
Good night, Wilfred.
Good night.
Good night, Dr. Glendale.
Good night, sir. Lisa. Lisa. Good night, my darling.
She sings Botticelli divinely. One doesn't sing Botticelli. One paints him.
Oh, yes, of course. I forgot for the moment. Oh, Lisa, dear, charming. Paul, so good of you. Ah, you two deep men should know each other. Colonel Forsythe, this is Dr. Yokohama.
We've met somewhere.
Yes.
Don't you just love moonlight, Dr. Yokohama? Makes everything so peaceful. Isn't it romantic to have the Thames lapping at your very threshold? Sings me to sleep every night, positively. That's the worst district in London over there. Knife you for a shilling, positively. But what difference? I always say everything is fate. Don't you agree with me? What's that?
A lost soul, perhaps.
Let's go in.
Dog out for little or no good.
Yes, it isn't a dog, it's a lost soul.
I think we better get upstairs, don't you?
My aunt is feeling a little ill, Dr. Yogami.
You know you're a naughty girl.
Any calls? What's the matter with you?
One shouldn't drink at one's own parties, but I get so nervous.
Eddie Coombs, you should go on the
water wagon. Now, you come along to bed. Don't worry, you'll be perfectly all right in the morning.
I'm so nervous. I want to lie down.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
Here we are.
You get to bed. You'll be all right in the morning.
I'm so frightened.
Open the window, will you, Paul?
Yes, of course I will. Air will do her good. You know, she's nearly asleep now. Come on, let's go.
What's that horrible sound? What is it?
Well, if I were back on the ranch, I'd say it was a coyote with a bad dream. But in London, I don't know.
Can't tell me that's a dog.
You were quite right. It isn't a dog.
I say, you're trembling.
The women, come upstairs.
Right, now just please, shut them on. If you'll all stand back.
What's the matter here? What's wrong?
The devil's in here. He had green eyes. He clawed at me. Yeah. He's covered with hair.
There, you had a bad nightmare, that's all.
If anyone dares to tell me I've been dreaming, I shall not answer for the consequences.
Oh, nobody will.
Come along, Auntie. Come along.
Oh, you'll be much better than that.
You'll be all right.
My wicked worldliness has caught up with me at last. The babu of Garoka always said it would.
Oh, there, never mind. Oh.
Of course, I'm not here in my official capacity, but I think I can say with conviction that no devil or any man's come through this window tonight.
Yes. I think our hostess has been mixing her drinks a little, haven't you?
I think that's a very excellent deduction.
It's a horrible feeling. I've been liking myself.
I was with you all those times.
It's getting quite late. I think the party must be over.
Well, shall we just have one before we go?
I will have one with pleasure.
I'll leave. I'll wait for you.
All right.
Can I drop her?
Sorry, Millie. You take these and buy yourself a pot of primroses or something.
Thank you, sir.
Go on, Jenkins. You heard the cries and you ran off in the direction from which they appeared to come.
Yes, sir. And blood-curdling they was. I took off as fast as anybody could that was suffering from broken arches. Broken arches acquired in the line of duties.
I think that. It was some minutes before you located the fatality, wasn't it, Jenkins?
Good morning, Uncle. I'm afraid I'm a little early.
No. Have you seen the papers?
No, I haven't.
Just read this. Well, go on, Jenkins.
At Goose Lane, me arches crack, and I come a clopper.
Go on.
Then I see what I see. My stomach takes such a turn, my arches crack again.
Goose Lane? Why, this thing must have happened very near Miss Etty's house.
Yes, quite near.
It seems there were wounds on the girl's throat a wild animal might have made. Well, if that wasn't the wolf I heard baying last night, I'm crazy. You know, our dear Aunt Etty may not have mixed her drinks as badly as we thought.
Well, in view of this occurrence, I'm inclined to wonder myself whether there's any connection. But whatever Miss Coombe saw, it wasn't a wolf. No. Not in London, you may be sure of that.
Well, I see I can't help you. Well, I've only one other brilliant suggestion to make. How about a werewolf, then?
Yeah, this is Scotland Yard, my boy, not Grimm's fairy tales.
There are more things in heaven than earth, Horatio. You know. It's a funny thing. When I was flying in Yucatan last year, the authorities went cuckoo over
cuckoo?
A...
Cuckoo? Huh?
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. I mean, the authorities were gravely concerned.
Oh.
With a series of murders, not unlike this one, and they were always preceded by the howling of a wolf. And then one night, they shot something slinking through the hills, and the murder ceased. They said it was a werewolf.
Who were they?
All right. But if any more of your citizens are found stark and cold, just remember, Nephew warned you.
I think I might be able to persuade Wilfred to go, too. Yes. Anyhow, I'll expect you, Paul. Dinner at 8. Goodbye. Good morning, Wilfred.
Good morning, dear.
I've just been talking to Paul. He suggests that we all go for Moonlight Ride tonight.
Sorry, I can't go.
Something wrong, darling. Very, very wrong.
Why do you say that?
Won't you tell me what it is?
Nothing. I shall be all right.
Oh, I wish we could burn that wretched laboratory and everything in it. Darling, you're not happy. I know when you used to work, you were single-tracked and absorbed. But you were thrilled, excited. Now,
Something about you that frightens me.
Lisa, you mustn't say such things.
You're short-tempered with me now. You never used to be.
You seem to have found someone sufficiently pleasant to make up for it.
You're being utterly hateful, Wilfred.
I'm sorry. Just bear with me a little while longer. You really want me to go on that ride tonight?
If you only knew how much.
All right, then. I'll go. I do love you, Lisa. You know that, don't you?
Hawkins! Hawkins!
Yes, sir? Yes, sir. Coming, sir. You call, sir?
Hawkins, I've got to get away for the night. I want you to watch over things very carefully.
Yes, sir. I promise you no more flowers will be stolen. That I can and will promise you, sir. But this bud, sir, the moon lamp, it don't seem to bring it out, does it?
No.
Well, sir, the real moon will be out in a couple of hours. Maybe that'll bring it out all right, sir.
That'll be too late, Hawkins. That'll be too late. I want you to keep the moon ray going.
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir.
Wilfred. We'll have to hurry if we want to see the moon rise over the downs.
I can't go. I've got to get down to Leicestershire for a few days to see Bransby.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, Wilfred.
Yes, I've just had a wire from him about a shipment of bulbs from Burma.
Well, can't you put it off until tomorrow and ride tonight?
I can't. And you are not to go riding either.
What?
I forbid it. You hear? I forbid it.
Forbid it?
I can't have my wife gallivanting around the country in the moonlight with a total stranger.
Hardly that, Dr. Glendon.
I plan to ride, Wilfred, and I intend to ride.
Very well. If you must, then promise me that you will get back before the moon rises. Promise me that.
I'll promise you nothing of the sort. I shall ride tonight, tomorrow night, the next night. In fact, every night to the moon. Come, Paul.
Lisa, don't go.
Of course I'm going.
And here's to you, Mrs. Wack. That's the first I've had today. How's your son, dearie?
Oh, he's doing splendid. Did I tell you he was a foreman in a pants factory?
No.
Yes. And the warden says he's the best prisoner he's ever had in the penitentiary.
Well, I always knew that boy'd amount to something.
Is your tribe cat, Mrs. Lancaster?
Not at all.
Well, mine is.
It ain't tripe you're eating. It's a veil.
Oh, Laura. I want two gins for two ladies.
Two ladies?
Two ladies.
Where's the other lady?
What's the matter with your sight? I'm the both of them.
I beg your pardon. Could you tell me of anyone in this neighborhood with rooms to let?
Try Mrs. Moncaster in there. The lady with the feathers eating the plate of tripe.
Thank you.
Seems to have a secret sorrow. God,
enough. Which one of you ladies has rooms?
I have. And most reasonable. 3 shillings a week for a gentleman. And the rooms is splendid.
Don't you pay any attention to the lying old hypocrite, sir. Now, my rooms is...
That's my dearest friend, Mrs. Wack. But she don't understand the ethics of business. Now, are your intentions by the night or by the week?
I'll take the room by the week.
Oh, then this way, sir. It's just across the corner.
Right here. This way, if you'll follow me, sir. Oh, it's going to be a fine night after all. I do hate taking my plumes out in the wet. Are you a single gentleman, sir?
Singularly single, madam.
More single than I ever realized it possible for a human being to be.
You don't say.
What would you say if I were to tell you that it was possible for a man to turn into a werewolf?
I'd say I was Little Red Riding Hood. There's my gilt and splendid parlor, sir. You're single and I'm single. Ain't that a coincidence? 10 years I was married to Moncaster, ain't seen him in 20. He run away to Australia. What a man he was. Used to come home from his work all portered up, hit the baby with the plate, throw the gravy in the great spear, the canary with a fork, and then with his heavy hobnail boots, black and blue me from head to foot and all, because I forgot to have crackling on the fork. Here's your room, sir.
Don't let this happen to me. Father in heaven, don't let this happen to me again. If it must happen, keep me here. Keep me away from Lisa. Keep me away from the thing I love.
Sorry I hit you, Mrs. Wack.
Oh, say no more about that, Mrs. Moncaster. What's going on here?
He grips me, swipes me, swats me one in the bread basket and slams the door in my face. Do you call that a gentleman?
I thought perhaps you might want some help. That's why I come in.
Strange noises have been coming from his room, Mrs. Wack.
I don't know what I've let myself in for.
I'd use my pass key and have a look. Take a peek through the keyhole first.
Hear him?
Wolves is nothing to me. Give me a nice kiss, Al.
I had not to do this. Me with a wife and kids.
But you don't love your wife and your kids. You love me.
Wolves, what's the matter with them tonight?
Oh, what a fool you are. Young fellow like you, tied to a white-faced, whimpering scarecrow of a woman. But you're going to leave her, and come with me, ain't you?
Maybe. Wait a minute. I've got to see what's happening.
Up so late.
I felt I couldn't go to bed, Angel, without coming back to see how you was.
Well, I ain't exactly bubbling.
Is he back?
Vanished as if he was air.
He must have been a hairy man.
I suppose you don't happen to have a nip about you anywhere?
No, ain't it unfortunate?
He's back. How did he get in?
I've been sitting here all night.
Better go up and see what he's about now. Put your eye to the keyhole.
Yes, and you keep off my jaw, Mrs. Wack.
Why, Mrs.
I wonder if you saw what I saw or if I saw what you saw. Oh.
And I better run for the police.
Now, we've seen something better left unsaid to the police. They might say we'd been drinking.
Oh, well, maybe we have.
Huh? By any chance, did you find a bottle?
No, my love.
Oh.
But if I saw what I thought I saw...
I've had my last bottle.
Oh.
And it had better be the same with you.
Oh.
Now I'm speaking to you as a sister to a sister.
Oh.
That's right. Now, okay.
Sorry, Tom.
Nice doings at the zoo. What does the Herald say?
Usual thing. What's the matter with Scotland Yard?
What do the papers think we are? The eyes that see all?
Oh, Forsyth's bobbing up and down like a balloon that can't land.
And Evans.
Yes, sir.
Remember, if I don't get a definite report on both these atrocities by 6 o'clock tonight, I promise you, you'll all be seeking new professions by tomorrow morning. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Well, this is Dr. Yogami of the University of Carpathia.
Yes, won't you sit down?
Thank you. Ever since the other night, I've been wondering where I'd met you.
I called on you 7 years ago to enlist the resources of Scotland Yard for an unfortunate mortal afflicted with lycanthropophobia.
Oh, yes, yes, I recall it.
You thought I was mad.
Well, what can we do for you now?
Your department is trying to solve two murders. There would be other murders tonight and tomorrow night. Also next month when the moon is full again. Unless you realize, sir, there is a werewolf abroad in London.
As my nephew has similar ideas. Well, what do you want us to do about it?
You must seize the only specimen of the Marifasa plant in England.
And where shall I get this posy?
In the private laboratory of Dr. Wilfred Glendon. That flower is the only known antidote for werewolfery.
Yes, a very interesting folk tale, but of no value to the police.
I warn you, sir, unless you secure this plant and discover the secret of nurturing it in this country, there'll be an epidemic that will turn London into a shambles.
We'll take precautions for protection of London. There is a wolf wandering about, but not a supernatural one. That, I think, disposes of our murders.
But that wolf escaped last night.
That wolf will be captured.
But the murder in Goose Lane was 2 nights ago.
Do not worry about the animal from the zoo. Whether you catch it or not will not matter much tonight.
Why, sir, you give me quite a start, sir.
That one bird, sir, it seems rather stubborn. It doesn't seem what to come out, does it, sir?
I'm afraid it's no use, Hawkins.
It should only need another night, sir.
Another night?
Why, sir, you look as if it was a matter of life and death, sir. Well, perhaps we can speed it up, sir. At least we can try, can't we?
You never fail me, do you, Hawkins?
No, sir.
Listen, I haven't been here. You haven't seen me.
Of course not, sir.
I've got to get away immediately. I can't stay here. I can't stay here with this stubborn Marifeta.
Why, Mr. Glendon, whatever brings you here?
I'm spending the night here, Timothy.
Oh, I am glad, sir. And my wife will be happy to cook one more supper for you, sir.
I don't want anyone to know that I'm here, not even Mrs. Timothy. I want to be alone, you hear? I want to get away from Glendon Manor, away from my work, away from people. I want to be alone and think. You've often wanted to be alone and think, haven't you, Timothy?
Yes, sir, but Mrs. Timothy will be awful disappointed, sir. You know, she's always talking about the old days when Miss Lisa's mother and father was alive and you come a-courting here.
Hello. Hello, old fella. You remember me, don't you?
Yeah.
He seems glad to see me, Timothy.
Yes. Beans remembers the old days too, sir.
Timothy, do you know where I'm going to spend the night?
Well, I was thinking of airing out the best room in the West Wing, sir.
No, don't do that. I'm going to the Monk's Rest.
You can't do that, sir. Why, it ain't been open for years.
Nevertheless, that's where I'm going to spend the night. You see, Miss Lisa and I, we miss the old times, too.
Thank you, Timothy.
Why, there ain't even a bed, sir.
I shan't need a bed, Timothy.
Well, you'll be cold, I'm afraid, sir.
If I am, I shall build a fire.
Here's the key, sir.
Lock me in, Timothy.
Pardon, sir?
Lock me in. Don't open that door before sunrise. Even if I call, pay no attention to it. Keep that door locked till dawn. Good night.
Good night, sir.
There it is, Paul. You can just see through the trees. Dear old Fallen.
I couldn't go back to America without one look at it.
Let's get out of the car here and walk.
All right.
Oh, Leah, I can't tell you how strange it seems coming back here after all these years.
This is where we used to hunt the bird's eggs, remember?
And this is where I proposed to you. Do you remember that?
And then a bumblebee stung you. Oh, how funny you look.
Oh, my dear, I can't tell you how good it is to hear you laugh again. Leah, I love you so much. Always have. Always will.
Don't say that, Paul. You promised you wouldn't. We've been through it all before. It's no use.
horribly, miserably unhappy. Anyone can see that.
It's you who are making me unhappy, Paul.
Me?
Couldn't you care for me again? Couldn't you?
I wouldn't tell you if I could.
I don't know why, Lee, but I'm frightened for you. Terribly frightened.
Don't be silly. A penny, I can still beat you to the monk star.
All right, it's on. I'll give you 10 yards start. Off you go.
Right.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Monster before.
Yes, there was something grotesquely familiar about it. Then it suddenly struck me. It was Wilfred Glendon. Oh,
Paul, pull yourself together. Do you realize what you're accusing Glendon of? A man I've known all his life.
I repeat, sir. I caught with Wilfred Glendon, a werewolf.
Where's Mrs. Glendon now?
At home, her doors and windows locked. Miss Coombe is with her. They promised me they wouldn't leave that room until I got back.
Very well. I'll go to Glendon Manor in my official capacity.
Good.
But I warn you, I'm going to form my own conclusions from what I see and hear.
All right, sir. Colonel Forsythe, we've just found another victim of this monstrous murderer. A chambermaid at the Bedlington Hotel. Killed sometime last night.
Very well, Evans. I'll be over.
Yes, sir.
There you are. There's your werewolf for you. Unless it had 7 league boots, it couldn't get to the Bedlington Hotel. 150 miles from Fallen Abbey.
That's all right.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll go to the hotel. And after that, if necessary, we'll go on to Glendon Manor.
Well, I think it will be necessary.
The usual thing?
The place smelled like a kennel when we came in. You can still notice it, sir.
Who occupied the room?
The guest's name was Dr. Yogami, sir.
Oh.
Ah, the same kind of lacerations, huh?
Exactly, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, sir. I just found these in the waste paper basket. I've never seen a flower like it before, have you?
No.
Yogami spoke of some rare plant that Glendon had. This must be it.
Buck up, my boy. You're not such a fool. We'll drive down to Glendon Manor at once.
Right, sir. I'll just get my hat.
Dr. Glendon is not at home, sir.
Was he here last night?
I think not, sir.
Have you heard from Dr. Glendon?
No, we haven't heard a word from Dr. Glendon.
Has Hawkins seen him?
No, he's not in the laboratory.
Are you all right, Lisa?
Yes, I'm all right, Paul. Don't worry.
Well, keep your door locked. No report from the East End, sir.
No report from Yogami's apartment, sir.
We've heard nothing of Dr. Yogami.
3 men at Glendon's, yes, sir.
No, no, we're not afraid.
Glendon has not passed through Richmond. Glendon has not passed through Richmond.
Headquarters. No station reports any trace of Dr. Glendon.
Be up.
The police have been searching everywhere for you, sir.
I know. The matter is, has it bloomed yet?
No, but I think it's going to bloom, Frank.
That'll be all, Hawkins. You needn't mention that you've seen me.
No, sir, of course not, sir.
Thank you.
Yogami, you brought this on me that night in Tibet.
Sorry, I can't share this with you.
Forsyth left for Glendon Manor, madam.
Thanks for the bullet. It was the only way. In a few moments now, I shall know why all this had to be. Lisa, goodbye. Goodbye, Lisa. I'm sorry. I couldn't have made you happier.
Report, I shall say that I shot him by accident while he was trying to protect his wife.